This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. It is the eve of, well, I guess actually week two started last night.
Yeah.
You had the last second win by the Washington football team over the Giants.
It's a good game.
It was a close game. I don't know if
it was an entertaining game. Put down to the wire. We've had some good primetime games.
The Washington defense is overrated.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that. You know, that the back seven's a work in progress.
I thought would be much better than what it was.
2 weeks in a row now.
Yeah, with some of the ads that they have. They got issues at safety. Landon Collins is just way overpaid.
No, I'm surprised he's back with the team. He doesn't cover anybody. No. I mean, he's kind of a old school thumper linebacker. I mean, not even a coverage linebacker anymore. Right.
League that doesn't have those guys.
Right. And the Jamin Davis of the world will probably get better. But, you know, right. It's funny because it kind of went into the season thinking Tampa, the Rams, Washington, Pittsburgh, that's the top tier of defenses. I'm pretty sure the Steelers are. I'm not sure about everybody else. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Everybody else is kind of a work in progress.
Right. Tampa looked good, but they allowed a lot of yardage.
Denver looks pretty good.
But yeah, they do.
I think the Steelers right now kind of
stand alone. Right. Not that the Rams or Tampa were bad, but I mean,
they gave up a lot of points.
Right. This is the best defense in the league, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not sure who's two.
They played a really good offense in week one and gave up 16 points.
Yeah. And dominated the game
at their place.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Speaking of those Bills, let's go through this week's slate of games.
Okay.
The Bills, 0-1 at the Dolphins, 1-0. We talked about what it means to start 0-2.
Yeah.
If you're the Dolphins and you beat the Bills in this game, now you got to they're sitting pretty
because really
they've already beaten New England in New England.
Two division wins would be huge for Miami.
Yeah.
Right.
Over the not you didn't beat the Jets. Like you got two gimmies against the Jets already, so you're looking at no worse than 4-2 in the division if you win this game.
Yeah, and Miami's a dog. You'd have two games you win as an underdog too.
Yeah,
one home, one away against good teams. By that note, I'd be a little concerned if I were the Bills.
Yeah.
You know, if anyone's going to overcome an 0-2 start and get to the postseason, I think Buffalo's.
You,
a good
you never say
to
must win games in the NFL, especially in week two, but.
But, man, I mean, they're going to be wearing dark blue jerseys in the sun, baking, in week two, only played one game where they've played substantial snaps. You know, a lot of those guys didn't play in the preseason for Buffalo heavily. I mean, one of my betting rules is don't bet on the away teams in Florida for the first 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
it's Miami's, only a three-point spread, so you better think the Bills are going
to
win it.
Miami's hard to play against. They get Will Fuller back. You know, I mean, they're opportunistic on defense. I don't think this is a gimme for Buffalo at all.
No, I don't either. It's going to be a tough one. And I do think that the Bills win it.
I do, too. I mean, I trust Allen a lot more than I trust
Allen's 5-1 against Miami with over 1,500 passing yards in 16 games. Yeah, he's 17 touchdown passes, just 4 interceptions.
That's pretty good. Yeah,
and that includes some bad Josh Allen his first couple of years. Like,
right, that's what I was thinking, was bad Josh Allen played – against
awful Miami.
They've kind of gotten better together.
Yeah. So that'll be an interesting one for sure, and one that has a ton of AFC playoff implications.
Absolutely. I mean, both those teams are very much in the hunt.
Actually, if you're a Steelers fan, you probably want Buffalo to win that one.
Yeah.
Because you've got the tiebreaker.
I guess that helps
them.
Their tiebreakers too and all that. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. I still think Buffalo could be a juggernaut, though, and might win 13, 14 games.
Yeah, I still think I picked them to be the number one seed in the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. Yeah, I'm not watching. It's a tough game for them, though.
Second game at 1 o'clock. Rams 1-0 at Colts 0-2. Again, another team trying to avoid that 0-2 start. The Rams favored by 3.5 in Indianapolis.
And you're rooting against the Colts, you know.
Yeah.
Although I don't know how two teams out of that division come out of the playoffs.
I just don't see it now. I think they all stink.
I think they all stink.
That could be a division this year where the division winners has a losing record.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, it has that feel. I mean, maybe it's too early to say that about the Colts and Titans, but they looked bad. I think the Colts get blown out in this game.
Yeah.
I really do. I mean, Stafford's a big addition for them, of course. And, you know, the Colts D's fine, but I still think the Rams move the ball without a lot of problems. And the other side of the ball, I don't trust Wentz at all to nickel and dime his way down the field.
I heard a stat yesterday. Since he came into the league, he has fumbled 59 times.
Really?
Which is by far the most in the league.
Yeah, it does
59
not surprise
times.
Me.
He's not been around long enough to fumble 59 times.
A lot of picks over the last couple of years, too. I mean, puts the ball in harm's way, and that's the wrong thing to do against the Rams.
I realize it's going to be Aaron Donald versus Quentin Nelson, but
that's great. You know,
Quentin Nelson's playing. Like, we saw, like, as good as Quentin Nelson is when he played Cam Hayward
a couple times,
it's like it's not a huge win for the Colts offense.
No, that's not an even fight.
No.
Just because the best guard in the league or whatever, a top two or three guard versus the top two or three defensive linemen, that favors the defensive
linemen. The defensive linemen still has
an advantage.
They're
better at what they do than what Nelson does or Zach Martin or whomever it is. It's not even close. I mean, best center in the league versus Cam or Chris Jones or DeForest Buckner.
We used to have that conversation, you know, even when DeCastro was at the height of his powers, he always had trouble against the Eagles because Fletcher Cox is
better.
Is a home wrecker.
Right. Aaron Donald's better than any interior player in the league.
If they think that they're going to just put, we got Quentin Nelson, we're going to put him one-on-one on Aaron Donald, good luck with that.
That's not going to go well.
No.
And their left tackle situation is a nightmare.
It's a mess. Braden Smith is not playing on the other side.
Right.
I mean, they got issues.
No, I think they have issues for sure. I think the Rams win that one big.
Yeah, I do too. This one doesn't have any AFC implications, but it's a pair of 1-0 teams. Saints 1-0 at Panthers 1-0.
Yeah, I don't have a strong feeling on this one because I have some optimism around the Panthers organization as a whole, and I think that young defense isn't bad. But I look at the Saints and think they may not have depth. I mean, I always lump them and the Eagles together. The attrition of
the
season,
front line
I think,
is pretty
will
good.
Be. Yeah, the starters that they're playing with now are pretty good. And the Saints have a defense, an offensive line, a running back, and a coach. That's pretty good, you know? And so
they can continue to coax the quarterback into not turning the ball over.
Right. I mean, that's a hard team to play against. So I think that's a pretty equal game.
Yeah. Another game that involves a pair of unbeaten teams, no AFC implications. 49ers 1-0 at the Eagles.
I think that's San Francisco's a tough matchup for San Fran.
San Francisco's favored in that game. I think the Eagles win it.
Do you? They're staying in West Virginia, so the road trip doesn't affect them quite as much or whatever.
You're still living. That means you're living in a hotel for 2 weeks.
Basically. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's still not a home game, that's for sure.
Right.
And Philly's definitely one of those teams to me that home opener is not a fun place to walk into in week two. I mean, Seattle, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, a lot of those teams meet that criteria. Philly won that game decidedly because they control both lines of scrimmage.
They're tough up front.
They're tough up front on both sides of the ball, and I think they have the advantage over the Niners on both trenches.
Yeah, I think they...
I don't know if I'll pick them to win, but they're getting points. I'll take the points.
Yeah, take the points at home.
Yeah, I think that's an even game.
We've talked already about this game. Raiders at Steelers, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Both teams 1-0. Steelers favored. I just saw by 6.5 now.
I've heard it's moved a lot.
Yeah, it's
the
moved.
Last day or two.
We'll talk about this. We'll make our predictions on this game later, but certainly a game with plenty of playoff implications in the AFC. If you can have that. Yeah, it's an important game.
Yeah. We've talked about them a lot.
At the same time, up right up the interstate, the Texans will be at the Browns, the 1-0 Texans at the 0-1 Browns.
I think the Browns blow their doors off. But I've got a betting theory after watching week one. I think the Texans and Lions are going to not win hardly any games this year. And I know Houston won one. But I bet they have a lot of backdoor covers. I bet both those guys play well in the fourth quarter. We saw it with Detroit. Houston has a bunch of guys on one-year contracts that aren't going to lay down once they're down 10, 15, 20 points. I think they come back and make scores throughout the year closer than
veteran it looks. Guys are going to panic.
You know, right. Yeah. Tyrod Taylor's not going to turn the ball over a lot.
Yeah.
I think the Browns control that game and mop the floor with them, but I don't know that they win by 12 or 13 or whatever the number
Another
is.
Interesting note for the Browns, they just put Anthony Walker, their starting middle linebacker, on IR today with a hamstring injury.
Yeah,
so he's out at least the next 3 weeks.
Not a strong position for them either. Unless JOK is ready to step up, which he's kind of a specialty guy.
Yeah, so they've got some issues. How about this one? Over his last 12 starts, Baker Mayfield just 4-8 against the spread.
Really?
I know it's a team thing.
Yeah.
And everybody looks at the game last year in Pittsburgh. They didn't cover the game in Cleveland.
Right. Okay.
Because the Steelers were underdogs in that game.
I mean, they had a negative point differential last year.
Right.
And I'm sure people had, I'm sure Vegas had them in favorites plenty throughout the second half of the season.
Yeah.
I guess that adds up.
Patriots 0-1 at Jets 0-1.
I think the Pats win that decidedly.
I don't know if it's decidedly. Because I don't know that...
I don't know if they're built to blow teams out.
That was what I was going to say. They're not built to, hey, let's go put 30 points on the board.
No, I think they play a lot of close games, win or lose, throughout the season. Yeah. I just think the Jets are in a bad place. You know, I think so as well. We talked Belichick for his rookie quarterbacks last segment, but he's going to – I mean, it's going to be a tough go for Wilson.
Stat to know, the last time a rookie quarterback beat the Patriots was – Tua in week 15 of last year. But like, Belichick never loses to rookie quarterbacks. Like, well, the last time he faced a rookie quarterback, he lost.
That was like 3 games ago.
Yeah. Throw this bullcrap stat out at me.
Yeah.
And then it's completely wrong because it just happened the last time he faced one.
Right. It was like 5 minutes ago. I just think the Jets' offense is in a bad spot right now, and their defense isn't very good either.
I think so.
I think the Jets are a bad team.
Broncos at Jaguars. Broncos 1-0, Jaguars 0-1.
Yeah, I mentioned this with Miami. One of my betting rules is bet on Florida teams at home early in the season. There's no way I can bet on the Jags. I mean, all the reports are, I'm not sure if the head coach is in it, and he might want to go to USC, and they just got beat bad by a terrible team, and Denver looks really good. But can Bridgewater beat teams by 10-plus? You know what I mean? Can they beat teams by a wide margin? I don't know with that quarterback, but they're going to win that game.
Yeah. Well, Teddy's the king of covers, so maybe that works the other way, too. He hasn't been favored by 6 a lot, which is the spread in that one.
Right. I don't know if they should be favored by 6 over anyone, but there's no way I'd bet on Jacksonville, that's for sure.
Yeah. Big game in the AFC North.
Yes.
Bengals 1-0 at Bears 0-1.
I think Cincinnati's better than Chicago. I know they're getting points in that game. They're on the road. I think they win it.
My only trepidation with that is the offensive line for the Bengals. I don't know if they can block Chicago. Chicago's got a pretty good defensive front.
Oh, Hicks and Mack.
They'll get after them.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
They're good up front. Their corners are bad, but they got to block it up.
Yeah. I mean, do the Bengals max protect all day long? They're going to have trouble running the football against the Bears.
I thought it was promising that they ran the offense through Mixon and didn't try to protect 60 times and have Burrow throw it a million times like they did last year. I mean, I'm not picking the Bengals to beat anyone decisively. I don't think they're good. But their defense played pretty well. I just think Chicago's a bad team.
I think they are too, but I think these are both two pretty bad teams. I think the Bears win. I think the Bears win at home.
Okay. I would just take points in that one.
Yeah, it's their home opener.
Yeah.
All right.
I just think they might be like turning on the Bears by halftime if
they
Fields isn't in there. Right.
Vikings 0-1 at Cardinals 1-0. The Vikings get to 0-2 here. They're in trouble.
I always, after week one, like everyone, you can get carried away with a performance. Good, bad, ugly. I don't think the Packers stink all of a sudden. I thought Arizona was unbelievably impressive, though. And I think they have a good formula on both sides of the ball with a healthy Murray, 4 decent receivers, a better O-line than people think. They got a pass rush. Their linebackers are run and athletic. I think they're the much better team here.
The one thing that the Vikings will do that the Titans could not will be to put pressure on Kyler Murray.
I would imagine.
They've got some guys.
I would imagine, yeah. I think they're better coached on that side of the ball. And you know, my worry with the Cards is I don't think their corners are very good. Thielen and Jefferson
will be a handful.
Are good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's no question about that. They're really searching for a third receiver, though.
Yeah.
You know, and their line's not very good either. I like the Cardinals win that one big.
I like them as well. This one may be the mismatch of the weekend, all things considered. Falcons 0-1 at Buccaneers 1-0.
Yeah. And we talked about how the Eagles – kicked the crap out of Atlanta on
just
both lines of scrimmage.
Them. Yeah.
And Tampa's just as good up front as Philly
if not
is.
Better.
If not better.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know how that changes. I mean,
how many times does Matt Ryan get sacked in this game?
A lot.
Yeah.
An awful
he
lot. I don't think they'll run the ball at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he'll have to throw a lot in this game and not successfully. And I don't think the other side of the ball's close to even being that good.
Yeah. Javon Hargrave is good.
Oh, he's
as
really
we know.
Good. Yeah.
He had 2 sacks last week in that game against the Falcons. Vita Vea is better.
Yeah. Right, right, right. Yeah. And their front seven in general is much better, the linebackers. And right.
No team blitzed more in week one than the Buccaneers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. I think the other side of the ball is awful for them. You know, I think Evans gets back to having a huge day, and Brady throws three or four touchdowns. I don't think that's close.
Yeah, I don't think so either. This one will be the track meet of the weekend. Cowboys 0-1 at Chargers. 1-0.
Yeah, this seems like the fantasy special here.
Giddy up.
Although I think we might say that with every Cowboy game.
Well, there's that. But know, this is two good offenses here.
Yeah.
That the Cowboys are going to be without their top two pass rushers, DeMarcus Lawrence and Randy Gregory, both out of this one.
That's a big problem.
It's an issue. That's an issue.
I think the Chargers are the better team. I think both these quarterbacks, you know, we've talked about like Sando's quarterback tiers. This offseason, Herbert and Dak might be tier one type guys or getting tier one votes. I think they're both progressing in that manner. They both have good offensive lines. They both have good weapons. I think the Chargers' defense is noticeably better than the Cowboy version we're going to see in this one. I like the Chargers to win it, but 38-35.
Yeah. You know? Here's the only thing about that game.
Yeah.
We've seen that. We've seen other teams consistently take over the Chargers' home field.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sure Dallas travels
Cowboys
well.
Fans will be there in mass, and it's not even traveling well. It's in L.A. There's probably
as many Cowboy fans as Charger fans
as there are in Dallas. Right.
Yeah. Again, I think there's five or six really good week two home field advantages, opening day. This ain't one of them.
No. They have no home field advantage.
None at
it's
all.
It's not even their home field. It's the Rams' home field.
Right, right. Now, that hurts his team dramatically.
Without a doubt.
It last year probably didn't because nobody did, but, man, that's going to hurt.
Which brings you this.
I think Herbert's a superstar.
This little nugget. The Chargers covered their final two home games of 2020 after failing to cover in seven of their previous nine games at home.
Yeah, they have no home field advantage at
all.
They
have none. Right. There's none.
No, there'll be more Cowboy fans. Cowboys have a better advantage in that game.
It'll be 70-30.
Right.
Cowboys fans.
Yeah.
There were a lot of Cowboys fans in Tampa Bay last week.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay was the defending Super Bowl champions, dropping the banners.
Right, that's the
and every
best
time,
game to go
every
to
time
all
the Cowboys
year, right.
scored, the place went, you know, erupted.
Yep, no, that's a good point. But they don't have any pass rusher.
They have not. Yeah. Titans 0-1 at Seahawks 1-0.
I'm reluctant to write off the Titans as a bad team or a mediocre team after an abysmal performance. But their line is not equipped to pass block. I hate to say this. Julio Jones didn't look good.
He looked shot.
He did not separate. And I understand bad game script hurts teams like the Titans and Ravens really bad, and they look worse than they are.
They want to be able to run the football.
Right.
They couldn't run the football in that game.
From start to finish. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then the play actions fall apart, and defense gets exposed. But I think Seattle's a very good team.
I think Seattle's a better football team than the Titans. And
right.
They're in Seattle. You want to talk about a home field advantage?
That's the biggest one of all this week, in my opinion. I mean, that 12th man's been itching to get, you know, influence a game.
Without a doubt.
And I sell the Seahawks defense short. It's a pretty good group. Starting about midseason last year, the defense has been pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, Pete Carroll knows what he's doing with the defense.
Yeah. And Russell Wilson's a star.
In the Titans' past five losses, playoffs included, Derrick Henry has touched the ball 100 times but has not scored.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's...
That's 20 times a game.
We know what straw stirs the drink there.
Yeah.
I think Seattle wipes them out. I don't know what the line is. I think it's like 6 or 7. I would lay that for sure.
The game of Sunday, at least this is what it was before the Ravens were decimated by injuries.
Sure.
Chiefs 1-0 at Ravens 0-1. Is there any path to victory here for the Ravens? I don't see it.
I think they're really in a bad spot.
Yeah.
It's nice at their home, and that home field advantage would be great, too. Yeah. Just like the Steelers.
Until Mahomes throws his third touchdown pass, and they're up 21-0.
That team doesn't care about being on the road. They don't get fazed by anything. Yeah. They're as cool as they come, and Reed's been around the block. And I believe more than ever, which is exactly what the Ravens tried to contradict this offseason, they need to be winning at halftime. They got to play their formula. Side note, they blitzed Carr a lot. I know you said the Tampa was number one. They had to be high on the list, as they always are. And Carr carved up their blitz.
Yeah, it just didn't work.
Which is a Steeler note, too. I bet Steelers don't blitz much either this week. Why? I mean, they're getting home without them.
Yeah.
And here's the, where I was going with that is, if you think Carr curved up their blitz, Mahomes is the best in the league versus blitz times a million. I mean, he's rare in the history of the league versus blitz. And that's the only way they're going to get to him anyway. I think it's a terrible matchup for him. They've been trying to match up against the Chiefs forever and aren't equipped to do so at all.
No, it's actually gotten worse.
It's getting worse, right? Yeah. There's no fault of their own.
No, they had guys get hurt, but even if Marcus Peters plays in this game,
they're still
underdogs.
They're still dogs, and you know they've done things like putting Humphrey on Kelsey. Smart. Okay, that's interesting.
Okay, who covers Hill?
What do you do with Tyreek? Right. Yeah.
Guys are going to cover him, and then, okay, Mecole Hardman's running down the sideline 80 yards.
I think they blow him out.
I do, too.
Yeah, that game's only like a 3 or 4
three
points.
3.5, yeah.
I mean, I respect the Ravens as an organization, and that's a tough place to play, but
Cross country.
Played 5 quarters in week
Ronnie
one.
Stanley's not playing in this game. Clark's coming back for the – like, it's just all setting up for a
big, big problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to be stomping a hole in Private Pile.
Yeah. I think they crush them.
Yeah. I always like to look at the local writers' picks because I'm reading these off of SB – or not SB Nation, the ESPN's
Nation Sports thing. Nation or whatever they call it nowadays. Yeah.
You always like the – Jameson Henley is the
Ravens guy. Yeah, yeah.
He picks the Chiefs 27-24. I'm sorry, Jameson. Take off your purple glasses.
You're even picking them to lose, and you're giving them a hard time.
It's not happening. You're not staying within 3 points. You're not holding the Chiefs. You gave up 33 to the Raiders last week.
Right. We were texting during the game last night, and you even mentioned it 10 to 15 minutes ago. Washington's defense isn't a great one. It's a little overrated right now. It is the easy way of saying it. Is Baltimore's defense?
I don't think it's good.
Good, great, average. I mean, I don't think it stinks.
Here's
the thing
about
them:
is they always start slow defensively, and
they get
better as the year goes on.
They're super well coached on the side of the ball, and they got some dudes.
But I don't know that that's going to happen this year.
I don't know that they can win the time of possession battle by 8 minutes a week and things like that have been
Their
very
offense
beneficial.
Helps that out tremendously.
And it's a great defense over the years. I mean, I'm not picking on the Ravens when they're down. Well, I am. They're down. I mean, I kick them when they're down a little bit because they're down. You know, it's not a super talented defense, especially against Mahomes and guys like that.
He's going to pick them apart.
I'm curious where they'll be if we were to do a defensive rankings after 2 weeks or so. I'm guessing.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that next week.
Maybe we will.
Yeah.
I bet we both would pick the same number one if things go to script.
Yeah. I would be willing to bet.
Yeah, but I bet the Ravens are 12, or usually they're 6. You know what I mean?
I don't even know if they
– They may not even be there.
Carr had over 400 yards passing in that game.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean
– And Waller had drops.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that very often. He had a million targets and could have caught 4 more of them.
Yeah, I mean, they got carved up pretty well in the secondary.
They did.
They can't play defense the way they want to play, which is the cover on the back end and blitz like crazy.
A bit blitz like crazy.
Well, that's great if you've got good cornerbacks. They don't.
They got some foundation issues with that team on both sides of the
cracking.
Ball. Right.
The final game of the weekend. This is Monday night. Lions 0-1 at Packers 0-1. Pair of 0-1 teams in Green Bay's favor by 11. And I think that they cover that spread and...
Yeah, just my new theory about the Texans and Lions covering backdoor and playing hard in the fourth quarter, I'm not applying that to this one.
Not this one.
I think the Packers got
embarrassed so badly last week
too.
That they just want to come out and, okay, let's get rid of all that.
Yep. I mean, who's going to – I forget the stat we were talking about on my podcast today, but the Lions' last 6 or 7 games – they've allowed, like, an average of 40 points. I mean, it's well over 30. I don't know what the number is. They don't have a CUDA. They don't have any talent on defense. And to your point, I just think that organization, especially Rodgers, that home opener, Monday night, and every eye in America is watching, they're going to put it on them and win by 30.
Okay, a couple of things here, first of all. The Packers, here's one of the stat to know on this one.
Okay.
The Packers' offense was bad in week one, but maybe there's a silver lining. In 2 games following a 25-point loss under Coach Matt LaFleur, he's only been there for 3. Like,
there shouldn't be that many of
25-point loss.
They got blown out by Tampa last year, too.
Yeah, like, holy mackerel.
He's had some blowout losses in a short stretch.
This was the third one then.
Right. He's had 3 years. He's been 13-3 in each year.
But when they lose, they lose.
They've gotten blown out every once a year. And you can't just say.
Steeler fans, like, when have you ever said, boy, after that 25-point loss that Mike Tomlin had? Right.
Like, doesn't, the one the year before.
It doesn't happen. It
doesn't happen. I don't know if LaFleur is a good coach or not. I really don't. I
mean, well, we'll find out when he doesn't have Aaron Rodgers anymore.
Right. But. I mean, okay, if you have one 25-point loss in 2021 and it's week one and the rest of the season goes great, if there's more than one.
You got some issues.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to lose bad to the Lions. We know that. Yeah. But I didn't see the Saints game coming for them.
And I mentioned the local writer's picks. Mm-hmm. Eric Woodyard, who is the Detroit mm-hmm. guy, picked the Lions to win this game.
Did he really?
Okay, dude.
Okay.
How long you been in Detroit? Because the Packers beat the Lions.
I don't know the last time the Lions won a game against yeah. them. Right. They're going to get beat.
The Christians had a better record against the Lions back in the
I mean, frankly, if the Packers don't wipe the floor with them, I'm worried about Green Bay.
Yeah.
You know, after what happened against the Saints.
But I think they destroyed them. How do you pick the Lions in that game? Right. Come on, man.
They came back strong against the Niners. That's a sign of things to come. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
They got some weird bounces and recovered an onside kick. And right, a team that was going through the motions.
That Lions team is awful.
No, they're terrible. Right.
Awful, without a doubt. But yeah, that's the that's this week's slate of games.
Good Mike. Slate.
Yeah,
there's a couple big lines there that you would expect aren't close, yeah. but who knows? You know.
But Steelers Raiders is actually probably one of the better matchups of the weekend.
Yeah, I mean Ravens Chief isn't as good as it looked in the preseason or when they drew it up. Who are some of the other good ones? Buffalo Miami's a good
one. Yeah.
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 I mean, I guess Seattle, Tennessee, and Rams.
Rams Colts are important games, but I don't know if they're going to be close.
The NFC West team looks a lot better than the AFC South teams.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah. Saints Panthers, I guess, would be.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Arizona Minnesota could be.
Could be. Yeah.
Could be.
Well, that one could. I mean, if you're looking at two or three. Maybe even four teams vying for playoff contention in the NFC West.
Yeah.
This could be a big game in tiebreakers.
Yeah. And I think I had Minnesota sneaking in as one of the seven playoff teams in the NFC, which probably only has about six teams that are worth it.
Yeah.
Unless a team like Arizona is really, really right. good.
Yeah.
I mean, that West is good.
It's pretty good. Although they're playing the AFC South this year, so it's tough to tell.
I mean, we shouldn't talk about playoff pictures, but outside the NFC West, I'm not sure that there's going to be a deserved wild card team.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? Like Atlanta's.
Well, maybe. I mean, Tampa and the Saints.
Saints could be one.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think Minnesota will probably be worth
it. Look like it.
Washington or Dallas.
If the Steelers were in the NFC this year,
they're one of the best seven.
They'd be a slam dunk.
If they're better, I mean, again, if four teams come out of the West. Which is hard to do.
It's hard to do.
You're right. But I think the Steelers are better than everyone else that you know in the other divisions that aren't division winners.
Yeah, I'd probably pick the Steelers against the Cardinals on a neutral field.
Probably. I'm open to the idea that the Cardinals are really good, though.
Yeah.
And I also am open to the idea that I'm overreacting like crazy. I've been burned. You know, anytime after week one, a team looks great.
You got a very open mind, Matt.
Yes.
So everybody says about you.
But, I mean, a team like the Cardinals, like, they're not throwing to Dan Arnold anymore. They got four receivers, and Kyler's healthy, and, you know, I'm open to the fact that they figured it out finally.
Yeah. But, anyways, we're going to take
it. I'm really wrong.
We're going to take another break here. He is Matt Williamson, wishy-washy as he is. I'm Dale Lally. You are listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's time for the Fantasy Football Focus. We're going to pick our DraftKings team this week. This one's going to be a winner, baby.
And we're going to make our Steeler pick, too.
And we'll make our Steeler pick
for the week.
Right after this.